From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the race for governor in Wisconsin is neck and neck. We'll have a report from Milwaukee.
But first, the Dallas nurse, who's the first person to contract Ebola in the U.S. after treating the Liberian who died last week, was wearing protective gear, and early reports said there was a breach in protocol. But today, CDC Director Tom Frieden said, don't take that to mean there is blame. He said officials still don't know what her exposure was. And while the case changes some things, it doesn't change others.
It doesn't change the fact that we know how Ebola spreads. It doesn't change the fact that it's possible to take care of Ebola safely. But it does change substantially how we approach it.
Well, nurses and healthcare workers agree. Bonnie Castillo is director of the Disaster Response Network for the union, National Nurses United. Bonnie, what's your union asking for?
We're asking for the hospitals to prepare by engaging in a robust, interactive education and training drills with the nurses and the healthcare providers, workers who are going to be interfacing directly with these patients as they come in. There's no substitute for the active, interactive education and training. We shouldn't be waiting for if it hits, it's when it hits. We know that every single hospital, you know, should be able to be prepared. However, only if the hospitals dedicate the resources that it takes to get everyone, to ensure that everyone is protected.
Well, and now there is a nurse in Dallas who's come down with Ebola. We know, of course, a nurse's assistant in Spain also is fighting the virus. Were you surprised, by the way, when you heard that there was a nurse in Dallas? In particular, because we know that Mr. Duncan had to go back and forth to that hospital, and by the time he was treated, he was very ill.
No, we weren't surprised because there were massive failures from right from the beginning in terms of whether, you know, the electronic health record, not communicating with each other. There's certainly we've seen an over-reliance on those kind of health records. And we know, you know, that also all of our nurses are filling out the surveys, and 85% of them said that they've not had any level of interactive education, training, drills in their facilities. And it's, you know, so that when we know all of this has to be a uniform, concerted effort. We know that there have been insufficient guidelines issued, and there's certainly no enforcement mechanism. There's no mandate. And yet we know that we have the resources in this country. This is not West Africa. We should not have one other patient, nurse, or healthcare worker infected.
Yeah.
And we know we have the ability to contain this.
And we know how many health workers have died in West Africa.
Correct.
A huge number. Do you think nurses should have the option of opting out from treating an Ebola patient?
Well, I think that nurses rise to the occasion. They want to take care of these patients, but they also know that they and their coworkers need to be protected. And now what we're hearing is, you know, that many of their friends and family are very concerned, as they should be, because no one should be put at risk in this country, and that's exactly what's happening right now. The hospitals have a responsibility. They have an obligation to ensure that everybody is protected.
Would you like to see, in addition to hospitals training nurses, would you like to see some kind of a national policy? We're hearing a talk in Massachusetts where we are. One doctor saying this weekend that people shouldn't come to the emergency room. They should stay at home and call. Well,
no.
People are wondering, you know, what's the policy?
No. And if they stay home and inspect others, then we really have a problem.
But if they walk into an emergency room, isn't that also dangerous?
If the emergency room is prepared and has immediate procedures for identification and isolation of patients and proper treatment, that's how you treat infectious disease. And I do think we need a national health care plan.
I guess that's what I was just hearing from you. I mean, we have one doctor saying stay home, and you're saying no, people should come.
No.
So you're saying there should be a national protocol.
Imagine. It's absolutely. absolutely. We need a national health care plan so that, and with uniform standards, the very highest standards. This isn't the time to debate about, well, can we make do with this or that? This is the time to enforce the highest protective standards, give the healthcare workers that are directly interfacing the very highest level of protection, hazmat suits. It's better to contain and eradicate early on.
And just briefly, do we understand that your union is fundraising to buy things for the health workers in West Africa?
We are both securing donations of the hazmat suits, the protective equipment, and we are in contact with relief agencies and nurses' unions in Liberia and Sierra Leone.
That's Bonnie Castillo of the National Nurses United Union. Bonnie, thank you.
Thank you.